Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking art this morning. Sue Henderson is back. She's with FocusByHenderson.com. And Linda Baer with Friends of Chatham is here this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have both of you here. For the longest time, it was always Linda and Scott Walker. And then Scott Walker kind of broke the mold and came in with John Hennessy the last time. And so now you've come with Sue. So
I'm very excited to be here with Sue.
So we're looking forward to this. A lot of good stuff this morning. Linda, you're here basically, or it's essentially because a big event this weekend for Friends of Chatham. It is the May Day Garden Party and Art Auction at Federal Hill on Sunday.
Yeah, we are thrilled about this event. It sort of started with a very small idea and then just went crazy. The first thing that we wanted to do with Friends of Chatham was to have a plein air event. And plein air primarily means doing art outside. And we were fortunate enough to win a grant from Stafford County to hold a plein air event at Chatham. So last fall, on a gorgeous day, 24 artists came and did some art. We gave each of them $100, and they provided us with a piece of art before Christmas.
I walked around that day, and it was really fabulous. And I sat with Sue Henderson for a long time as she did her little thing by the tree.
I was sitting underneath the catalpa tree, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was just the weather, of course, was perfect. I had no idea that what it really meant was access to artists. Mm. They were all so willing to talk to anybody that came up and share their thoughts and ideas, and that was really fun.
And I think that's generically, I think you find that to be true anytime you see an artist painting outdoors. You should just assume you can go up and chat with them. There's a whole plein air group that from Fredericksburg that moves around. Sometimes you see them in street corners. Sometimes you see them down by the river. But in general, they're pretty open about the process. And they know, I like to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, just to stand absolutely over somebody's shoulder and watch what they're seeing. And then you sort of try to figure out what it is they're seeing and how they're doing that.
Well, it was so interesting because Linda, you came in beforehand and talked about it, and it was just what you said. Everybody picks something different.
Yes. And people have, you might say, oh, well, that's a painting. Well, my goodness, there's so many different mediums of paint. And photographers were there. And I'd love to have there someday be, you know, somebody doing some kind of a statue but of course that always takes so much longer. So we ended up with these beautiful pieces of artwork. We hung them in January at the England Run mm-hmm. Library, that fulfilled all of our requirements for our grant from Stafford County. And I have to admit that the artists were quite thrilled that they were actually given this small stipend of $100 rather than please give us something for an auction. And we have some of the most generous art community that I have ever heard of on how much they adore it. And we did even have a couple of artists not even take the $100. So that was really wonderful. Originally, our plan had been to perhaps have a restaurant dinner fundraiser, and we were going to auction them off. That was the original plan. In the meantime, homes were getting ready for the garden tour, and Martha Crimmins, who's the vice president of Friends of Chatham, is good friends with Steffi Maurer and her husband Charles, and they own Federal Hill, which is going to be on the garden tour. And I think Steffi had made some comment that they, you know, the house was all done, but they were probably going to rent or borrow or I don't know, some art to put around. And that's where the whole thing happened, that all of the art, all of the pieces of the art are now hanging In Federal Hill. And it's open for the garden tour tomorrow, so people could get a sneak peek for, you know, how that all looks, having it be hung. And then on Sunday is our garden party at Federal Hill, and the art will be auctioned.
What a great idea for a fundraiser. In looking at the art pieces themselves and seeing some of the things that you've put on Facebook, the Friends of Chatham Facebook page, there's some really good stuff.
There really is. It's absolutely beautiful. My husband is out of town, and he keeps saying over and over, you may only get one. You may only get one. That's going to be hard to do.
So it's from 2 to 4:30
yes.
on Sunday, and it's a chance also to get a peek at Federal Hill if you've never been there.
Well, on the grounds. The home is open tomorrow. So if you want to go in Federal Hill, you will need to get a garden tour ticket. But on May 1st, the grounds are going to be – we'll have a tent. It's a rain or shine event, but to really just be at a garden party and walk around with some wonderful food that's being catered by Dory. And I just think it's just going to be the most wonderful day.
And with a Sue Henderson piece of work
there. That's definitely not the most featured piece, but thank you both for that.
Sue, for you to get a chance to sit out there and do that at you'd done plenty of events before, hadn't you?
No, I really hadn't. I'm not quick at painting. I'm a watercolorist. So for starters, that's not normally a plein air activity. It dries so quickly. And when you're outdoors, it dries immediately. And you really have to be on it. And frankly, I talk too much. So I get distracted by talking to people who are hanging out. And
I hear that.
And watching bright objects run around.
And I was trying not to get sunburnt, and a whole bunch of other distractions. But I will eventually, maybe in my life, slow down enough to be a really proper plein air artist. But I was out there to support them. But my contribution was not an actual piece of art. Well, it is art, but it's a piece of photography that I had taken, there on the grounds, just because I really wasn't thrilled with where my piece was left undeveloped after I left that beautiful tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Linda, and we'll talk about this again in the next segment, but to participate on Sunday, you need a ticket.
Yes, you absolutely need a ticket. They are $35, and it's pretty easy to get a ticket. Just friendsofchatham@gmail.com or our website, which is Friends of Chatham, and you can buy them
Visitor Center.
Oh, yes, and you can also get them at the Visitor Center. That's right. So that's easier, too. And you get a ticket, and then you'll get a brochure that's the picture of all 24 pieces of art. And what Carolyn Vanderjack was our marketing person, and she has them all looking the same size, so they fit in our brochure, but she does have the actual measurements, which is kind of brilliant, so that people can really get a feel for how big they are, because some are rather large.
And on Sunday, you can walk around and get a chance
to see them. From 2 to 3, you can walk around, look at them, look at the gardens, get something wonderful, a beverage, and something to eat. And then at 3 o'clock, the auction will start.
And we'll talk about that and talk about Friends of Chatham and why you might want to be involved with Friends of Chatham, too. Linda Baer here, Sue Henderson here. We're talking art this morning. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sue Henderson and Linda Baer here this morning. We're talking art in this first half hour. We're really focusing on the May Day Garden Party and Art Auction to benefit Friends of Chatham. It's this Sunday, Federal Hill at 504 Hanover Street from 2 until 4:30, and there is art to be auctioned off, and pretty good looking art. And I've seen the brochure. I've seen things, Linda, that you've had on the Facebook page, and this is stuff. Not only are you helping Friends of Chatham, you're going to be able to walk away and put something up pretty nice in your house.
Yes, they're all ready. They're all framed and ready to be hung right now. You said good-looking art. Well, I think we're having a good-looking auctioneer.
Seriously?
Ted. Ooh. I think it's a radio personality that we all know and love.
Yes, it is me.
And we're very excited about that because I think that you'll have a chance to see a lot of people that you know, and people can come and see you.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've told you, I have never done something like this.
I think it's great.
And to be able to help Friends of Chatham is just, I mean, it's an honor that you ask, because the work of Friends of Chatham, just good stuff that you're doing there. And explain a little bit of what Friends of Chatham does, because you've done in the past and are working on some pretty important things there to help how Chatham looks.
It's true. Friends of Chatham is about 4 years old, and I think the most wonderful part of being a part of Friends of Chatham are the partnerships that we've made, like with Stafford County. Mm-hmm. When they called us the jewel of Stafford County, we were pretty happy, and so that was fun. The first project that we had was to repair the Pan statue, and with Rappahannock Rotary and the Rappahannock Valley Garden Club, it was done. Then we raised money to repair the summer house. That was about $18,000. The community was especially generous. And then we came up with the brilliant idea, since the windows needed to be repaired, that individuals in our community could adopt a window. And we started that last summer, July 1st, and had all the money for all the windows, all the doors before Christmas.
And how many windows are there?
68.
60-something, right? Yeah. It's a huge number of windows.
And it was really, it was just so fun. And we wanted people who wanted a window that looked at the gardens, a window that looked at the catalpa tree, window that we had one person who wanted to be able to touch it from the outside. So it was like first floor window, okay. It was fantastic.
Are all the have they been installed yet?
Oh, good question. We had hoped, of course, that it would have been started last year, but Billy Mock from Old Town Windows and Doors, who is our contractor, began to realize that. Of course, I'm not very good with all the technical terms, but the glue, what they put in for the window pane, needs to cure at a certain temperature. Mm-hmm. And we had days that got too cold. So it is happening now. Anytime you go, there's ladders up. And each, the sections are being done at a time, so it doesn't look like all of Chatham is being done at one time, a section at a time. And it's kind of interesting, the process for that, too, to watch that happen.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not like just putting a window in my house.
Right. And the park got the National Park Service provided the new shutters, which then, of course, made the windows look even worse. So we're glad we can help them with the repair of that.
Well, and it's those things like that you mentioned, the windows, the shutters, the summer house, just those kind of things are just in the gardens now.
Look
fantastic.
Yes. The gardens are really, truly just absolutely amazing. We started a garden fund with mm-hmm. Friends of Chatham. And we wanted people to be able to give to the gardens, but not necessarily participate in the whole Friends group. And shortly after starting it, we named it the Liz Thompson Memorial Fund for Chatham Gardens and Grounds. And Liz Thompson was a wonderful friend to Chatham, a wonderful friend to the Rappahannock Valley Garden Club. And 20% of the art auction sales will go to the Garden Fund. And the Garden Fund primarily pays for a gardener by the name of Leslie Bird. And she's one of the spearheads of making the gardens look as good as they do. And we're just very grateful to have her.
Now, Friends of Chatham, if you want to get involved with an organization that has really made things happen and made, in this case, a historic site just look really good, becoming part of Friends of Chatham's a great idea. How can I become a part of that?
Well, it is a Friends-based group, which means it's membership-based. And a basic membership costs $25. $25 from every member goes towards our operating fund. Like, we have bought the tent that we're going to use. Mm-hmm. We have napkins that have Friends of Chatham on them. Ooh. Things that are going to promote it. Every single penny over $25 goes into the fund to put money out there. So there's different levels of membership depending on what someone's interested. Everything from 100 to 1,000, and they have very cute names. The different levels.
It's so. friendsofchatham.org, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. We're a nonprofit. We're okay. A 501c3, and it's kind of nice to be able to promise to people that every penny. And of course, that was probably another thing that went well with the windows. We have a generous community. They give to a lot of different organizations. Mm-hmm. But I think for us, people could say, this is where my money is going, right there. And I think that was special.
Yeah. I didn't ask you beforehand, and so I don't even know. Is Friends of Chatham involved with the Community Give next week?
You know, we checked into the Community Give, and what an amazingly fantastic program. And I know so many different groups are really getting highlighted and really out there in the community. We chose not to for a couple of reasons. The main reason is that this is our renewal of membership time. And that just seemed like, you know, give to this. And so that didn't fit for our time frame. And the Community Give, a tiny percent of the money that people give to the Community Give goes to the organizers of Community Give, and which seems very reasonable. And it's not a lot, but that is our promise, that every penny someone gives goes to the grounds and not to something else. So those were our two reasons.
If I buy a piece of art then on Sunday, describe again how the money that comes in from the art, where that will get distributed.
Well, since we have all the money for the windows, our next project is helping the National Park Service create the new exhibits inside.
Oh, okay.
That's our, you know, that I'm also a volunteer at Friends of Chatham, and these temporary exhibits went in like 1978, temporary. And so the joke we all say is that the worst thing about them is that they're still accurate. Because, of course, if they'd found a mistake, right, the park would have to have redone them. So John Hennessy is hard at work with a couple of the other park people in developing new exhibits for inside. So we're pretty excited about that. But it's sort of out there. We don't really have all the details about it.
And, you know, I mean, it's really important. This is the 100th anniversary year for the National Park Service. And I no problem at all giving full credit to the national parks themselves, but the truth is that we have nationally underfunded them, almost all of them, mm-hmm. for a very long time. And friends groups are what are making the difference in a lot of these places with these what are termed small maintenance issues. But, you know, by the time a building deteriorates, it's no longer a small maintenance issue. So you have things like that. So I really think that there's some real value in making that point as well, that these friends groups are not just so social or just a way to donate and put your name on something, but they're keeping our national parks alive across the country.
Boy,
well, that's nice.
And Chatham has become just such a focal point. So many events. I mean, again, in the end of June, there'll be another of the naturalization ceremonies
On June 25th. Of course, that's open to the public, and we had our first one a year ago.
Yeah.
What an amazing thing to participate in and to watch. It is just incredible. Just incredible.
And
I'm looking forward to that.
And so you have Chatham looking really good.
Yes, we do.
Before you get out of here, again, it is the May Day Garden Party and Art Auction Sunday at Federal Hill. That's at on Hanover Street in the city, 2 until 4:30.
Yes.
And again, describe what's going to happen. Big art auction.
But great. I would have to say a lot of the people that have bought their tickets are the ones that really want to do the auction. So I would look at it like it's just going to be a beautiful garden party. Yeah. Wear a garden dress, flat shoes. Yeah. I mean, not if you're a guy, you could wear something else. But I think it's going to be just what you would imagine a garden party to be. It'll just be lovely. And I'm really looking forward to it.
No, it just seems like it'll be a very... just a very casual time among friends, and mm-hmm. then a chance to not only to buy art, but also to help friends of Chatham.
And some big names. Some really big names that are selling, you know, some of the art that's there.
That's true.
A really lovely cross section of artists in the region.
And you said there's 24.
There's 24, but there are two additional ones that I don't know. We haven't decided if they're a big surprise or if we're going to put them on our website or not. But we got two late entries, and we're kind of excited about that, too. So you have to stay tuned.
Was the – because I know the whole plein air thing was tied into the grant you got from Stafford. Will mm-hmm. there be are you going to do plein air again this fall, or was that not a one-time thing?
Well, the grant was offered again by Stafford County, and we did submit for it. And we did sort of ask for a plein air event, but totally changed the focus of who. And what we requested was the money to go to get an invitation to every single school child in Stafford County to get an invitation to come and participate in art at Chatham. So that will be in the fall. Artists, of course, will be invited to come if they would like to. But this will pay for supplies and getting the word out for all these young people to come. Kindergarten through seniors in high school. It'll be kind of fun.
Wow. And Sue, for someone like you who really wants to see art promoted in the area, that... covers a lot.
It's great. Well, we've talked before about the value of the art educators in the region, and it's amazing what's been happening with that. But every opportunity you have. I mean, you know, Caledon just this past weekend had an art event that encouraged families to come out and participate in an Earth Day art event, recycling things, but making things of that. So you see that happening. I think this area is going to exponentially grow in the arts in the near future.
I think so, too.
Well, Linda, you've got to be really excited about the fact, because in the last few years, I mean, Chatham has been used by Stafford County. I mean, it's been there have been some events there that the county's had and others, mm-hmm. and it's looking great.
It is. We Friends of Chatham is the venue to go to if you're interested in having a small tea or a small reception. We do not do weddings. That doesn't support the mission of the park in any way.
Yeah.
But we do provide small, like 25 people and under events. It's very expensive. I'll put that right out there because that's the whole point. But it is kind of fun. So there are people in the community who have participated in events like that. So that's been very fun too.
Friendsofchatham.org. If you want to find out more information, they've got a great Facebook page that is kept up to date, and also the website, friendsofchatham.org. It is the May Day Garden Party and Art Auction this Sunday, 2 until 4:30 at Federal Hill, 504 Hanover Street. I think we've covered it all.
We've missed? Please come. Get your ticket right away.
So I think I will come.
Okay. Glad you're coming.
Thank you for inviting me. And really, I am looking forward to it. It'll be something totally that I haven't done to auction art, but for a good cause.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Ted. Appreciate it.
Linda Baer here. Sue Henderson will stay. We'll talk about art camps. This summer when we come back with Sue Henderson. More in Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sue Henderson here. We're talking about art. It's our monthly talk about just the arts in the community. And if you want to get a hold of Sue and talk to her about anything, it's focusbyhenderson.com. Sue, this is, you were telling me, and I guess it makes sense as we approach we're into spring and summer not that far away, and you talk about camps. You were saying that there's a lot of art camps this area.
I mean, I knew there were, but I didn't really realize it until I started researching for today. Did you go to camp?
I never did.
You never went to any camp?
I never went to
any
camp.
See, I went to Girl Scout camp, so it was a whole bunch of things. It wasn't necessarily singularly focused.
I always thought I would be too homesick, so I never did.
You're such a soft touch.
Yeah. So I never went to camp, but my kids all did.
So I did. Mine was takeaway camp, but I guess it just wasn't popular, you know, in the ancient time when I was going to camp that you would have these specialty camps. And, of course, we all know there's basketball camps and baseball camps. And those are daytime camps. And just in the back of my head, I knew there were arts camps, but I had no idea the volume of them. So I want to spend some time today actually filling people in, partly because you might not know about all these. So I tried to make some sense out of putting these in some kind of general order. Right? All of these are day camps. None of these are go-away camps.
Okay.
So let's start from there. So let's start with performing arts camps, of which there are so many. But let me give you one that just really struck me. We'll start here. And I don't know enough about it, but I looked up some of it. There's something called Fred Brass, which is, they say they are to connect students of all skill levels with renowned brass performers and educators with daily instructions and a concert experiences. It's being held at Riverbend High School June 23 through 28, but they've apparently been doing this now for 4 or 5 years. Seriously, like the music, if just look up Fred Brass, and listen to some of the music that they're creating. They're all brass ensembles. They have masters, like they have teachers that are on hiatus over the summer from, major schools that have come down to teach at this brass camp.
What a great opportunity.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I had no idea that was going on. And then there's a number of performing arts studios in the area. M&S Studios has been running camps for 20 years. Now, the interesting thing about them is, of course, they have, you know, dance classes and musical theater classes all year round, but these camps are very focused. So, for instance, you could take a camp on group keyboard and just learn how to play piano over a couple of weeks. Kinder music, I don't know if you know what that is, but that's sort of a mom and child learning musical stuff, and that starts at age 6 months.
6 months?
6 months. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, these really do run the gamut for all ages. Another one that I do know something about, I used to teach there, is the Riverside Dinner Theater Summer Camp. That runs July 25th through August 5th, but they have a final performance on August 5th that the public is invited to go to. And that's all the fundamentals in stage performance, drama, music, choreography, but also tech. So they're teaching them some of the tech skills.
It would seem, Sue, that a kid gets involved in some of these. What a great head start going into the fall when you go to school.
You know, a great head start going into the fall, but also I think, you know, really, there was a couple of things about camps like this. You can experience something that you haven't ever tried and see if you like it on a smaller scale. Try it out. Because whose parents haven't told them, if you start this fall, you're going to go the whole semester?
Well, that would be
right.
Me.
Right? Didn't we all have that?
We just bought this clarinet.
We
and
just
you're
bought this piano.
It.
You're going to use this piano. That's my lesson. But yeah, so you've got this little 2 week period, maybe, or a 1 week period. You can test something, see if you kind of like it. And the other thing is that you know, if you're like me, you get hooked, and then you get involved, and you stay with it forever.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, we could talk philosophically about arts and all that, but the truth of the matter is that my knees would let out. If I had gone into athletics, I wouldn't be doing most of them now, at 50 plus. But I, you know, I can still sing and I can still paint. And, you know, so art maybe sticks with us a little bit longer as a skill.
Well, you get involved in something like this. It was last fall I met, and he was a student at, it was two people. They were both high school students in Stafford County Schools involved with Rappahannock Pops Orchestra.
Right.
And I always thought, boy, be able to put that on a college application or a resume that you played with somebody like Rappahannock Pops Orchestra.
Yeah, and Fred Brass. I mean, bringing in world-renowned people you can put on a resume. Speaking of the Rappahannock Pops, they offer a Rappahannock Summer Music Camp. And it's from ages from 10 to 18. And they have two different programs, and they have a 1 week session as day campers with, you know, highly committed musicians from around the region, band, orchestra, jazz, any of those kinds of things. You can learn more about it and check it out.
No, and like you say, this is the chance to do it and either say, boy, I don't like that. That's boring. I could never see myself doing it. This is a great, you know,
exactly.
Do it for a week or two.
Now, let's see. Now, we've probably, so here's one for you. Inspire Dance is doing jazz, tap, hip hop, ballet, lyrical, modern, and point. And they do parent and play, which I gather is somewhat similar to Kinder Music, maybe, starting at 18 months.
Wow.
And these are just little short snippets. So even if right. you just want to spend some time with your toddler learning something new over the summer, maybe it's a little quieter, you know?
Yeah.
Fredericksburg Parent Magazine had a big list of all of these. So if you're looking for more info on all those, I would go there. I do have more. I don't know where we are on a break.
So keep going. We've got plenty of time.
So then there's also in the performing arts category, there's folks like Stage Door Productions, who for quite a number of years now have been doing amazing things. And I have to give them credit. They're really doing some real stretching here. Improvisation and comedy. So you can just spend a week learning how to improv. Grades 3 through 5, which frankly, I think they're already comedic anyway.
Right. But boy, you get
8 to 10 year olds.
You get a start like that. I know someone who started doing that in high school and worked his way into getting a scholarship.
Oh, absolutely. Acting production, they're also doing. So that's 11 to 14 year olds, how to actually produce a show and direct a show. Creative drama, they'll be making things up and imagining up and writing their own script. Mm-hmm. Improv and comedy for older folks, acting production for the younger ones. That's all through Stage Door Productions. Then you have Parks and Recs, both Fredericksburg and Stafford doing things. Up with the Arts Kindergarten Group, singing songs, learning poems, making puppets, other fun activities. Man, I'm telling you, some of these I just want to go and do myself.
Yeah,
you know, like I just want to go make props, play with puppets, act out short plays, grand finale productions. Absolutely.
We could have brought a couple of socks in and we could have done sock puppets.
We could have sat here and done sock puppets. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, just a thought.
Picture it, folks.
But boy, you're right. The number of camps that are available right here, too. This is the kind of thing that you got to go to Northern Virginia to do.
Oh, no.
It's right here.
No. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the performing arts camps, virtually every studio, CYT, the Christian Youth Theater mm-hmm. Group, they also have a summer camp program, and they produce a small musical over the course of that program. So you're looking at, you know, really quality folks. In most cases, teachers off, you know, for the summer are involved in this, in the drama ones, in the acting ones, in the singing instrument ones. All of those performing arts camps are amazing.
Well, the arts are in good hands in a way when you look at this kind of thing and you see that the number of kids that are getting involved. You see the number of kids that are involved in the CYT or Stage Door Productions are going to these kind of things.
Yeah, and I also think it's an opportunity to just kind of have fun in a different kind of way. I mean, they're structured. People don't realize that they're structured or that they're learning when they're having fun like that. Especially kids don't realize how much they're having fun. And there's no test. I'm not trying to make a commentary on what's going on in the schools. I don't have kids in the schools, but I know that the stress that happens when you feel like you have to, you know, answer to a test or anything, you know, you learn in performing arts camp, you learn how to deal with the butterflies so you can go on to the show.
Yeah. When did you get involved? How young did you start performing and getting involved with some of this?
I was probably singing and doing theater stuff, certainly church choirs, but before 10.
Okay.
Before I was 10. And then by the time I was in high school, I had already been playing the piano. I started playing the piano when I was about 7. So I was already singing and playing instruments. By the time I was in high school, I was a church choir lead. That was my part-time job, was to play and lead the choir. You know, in church. And I also taught piano lessons for a while when I was in high school, which, you know, I wouldn't advise.
Yeah.
But it was a great part-time job.
Right, of course. I saw this weekend, and there's a whole lot of side things to it, but it as someone who's a performer, I just wondered if you were surprised at this. I saw that among all the stories about Prince and his drug use, was one of the stories was he took a lot of drugs because he was just terrified to be out on stage. And I read that, and I just you would never think of people like that who do that for who are so talented and that they have no problem of going in front of people, and he apparently had a big problem with that.
Well, I know Barbara Streisand has had horrible stage fright for almost her whole career.
Really, I never knew that.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of very famous people have stage fright. Well, I don't know what that. I mean, I get stage fright. So
I was just going to say the point was to come back around in whether it's kids or anybody around here that is normal.
I think it is normal. Butterflies, if you want to call it that. You know, I think some of those very famous people are victims of sort of a perfectionism, maybe. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to fail or afraid to look foolish considering the volume of work that they've created. I think I could understand that. You know, I don't know what it is. Mine has changed over years in different ways. You know, sometimes literally if you're doing something on the fly and you're not even sure you know the words. I won a talent contest one time and I completely made up words to a song, but apparently it worked. But I, you know, and it was a very famous song that everybody would have known that the words were not right. I was just making them up, though.
But to be able to do that, you've got to have some talent to do that, too.
I guess, or you just, you know, I don't know, lack of hubris. I don't know, but you get out there and you do it, you know. Just applying yourself. It's funny how people always think about sports as the way to teach team building or to teach self-reliance or discipline.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any difference between performing arts and those skills. You're a team. You have to work together because if the sound guy doesn't get it right, then the team falls apart, just like if the kicker didn't make the field goal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not any different. And I also don't think that, you know, I think there's nothing like the discipline of having to learn, you know, a 3-page monologue. Which is really a lot. It's a lot of work. I'd rather talk extemporaneously than try to memorize word for word somebody else's seriously good words.
No, I go to it every time I go to Riverside or anywhere. You see these productions, and you just think there is a lot to know, and especially if there's dialogue and you're singing and you're dancing, and I don't know how people do it.
Well, practice. I mean, again, it's not different from the way, you know, a soccer team practices a lot during the week before the big game, because you have to actually practice the drills or practice what's going to happen if. Because if you don't practice, you're not ready for the mistakes or the weird things that happen. I came running off the stage one time at Riverside. I had to go up a set of stairs and across a short platform. There's supposed to be a set of stairs on the off stage for me to go down, and the tech guys, somebody got distracted, and the downstairs weren't there. So I go running up the stairs right off the thing and thunk, you know, and I'm like, crud, that's not exactly the word I used. And I had to come back on. So I ended up coming on from downstairs because I couldn't get back up the stairs to come back in from where I left.
And you came back on, were you limping a little bit?
No, but I probably was red. I just had to turn sideways.
Sue Anderson is here. We never know where these conversations
we
take are gonna go. Where I'm talking art this morning. Sue Anderson can be. If you want to reach her, get in touch with her in some way. Focusbyhenderson.com. We'll wrap it up when we come back on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sue Henderson here with, as we talk art this morning, focusbyhenderson.com. We're talking art camps, and you've got a few more for us.
I do, performing arts into the fine arts. So this is one that I swear, why wasn't this around when I was a kid? The Lock Fashion Academy, the LOK Fashion Academy, is doing a 1 or 2 week sessions where students can create their own fashion designs. And then they have their designs completed and ready for the runway by the end of that session.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then the galleries in the area are obviously still going firm. The Fredericksburg Center for Creative Arts, Kathy Herndon, will be hosting the 26th annual Art Bug Summer Camp for art kids. Liberty Town, of course, has a whole series of clay, watercolor, weaving, screen printing.
Yeah.
And some of these, just listen to the titles of these from Pawn Shop. You've got Intro to Kids Comic Books, skateboard art, street art, recycling robots, teen jewelry, Mad Hatter crazy hats. There's more.
Sign me up for a couple of them right
I'm
off
I'm telling
right
you, kids comic books.
Yeah.
You know, make your own skateboard art.
Yeah.
That's crazy fun. So a lot of the galleries, probably many, many more than I've asked. If you have a favorite gallery, you should ask that question of them. Again, some of these were, a fair number of these were found on Parent Magazine's list of summer camps. They seem to be the most comprehensive list at the moment. But certainly Parks and Rec in all mm-hmm. the jurisdictions in the area are offering art camps. And I'm a prior Parks and Rec person, so I got to bring them up as well. So
if at the end of the summer your kids are saying, we didn't do anything fun this summer, there's no excuse because there's a lot of stuff out there.
There really is, you know, and some things are participatory. If a grandparent has some kids visiting for a few days, you can just schedule to go buy pots and palettes and make some, you mm-hmm. know, interesting pots and sit there and paint, especially if it's a rainy day, something like that. There's lots of opportunities.
And a big kudos and thanks to a lot of very talented people and who are teachers or otherwise who are giving up some of their summer to do this kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, many of these are 1 week here and one yeah. week there. You know, they're not running all summer. Some of them are running all summer long, but you can certainly find things for your kids that might be interesting to do.
So just do some searching, and you can Google a lot of the stuff on the internet, or like you say, that Family Parent Magazine's got a yeah. big list of stuff.
I Googled Fredericksburg Art Summer Camps. I'm sure I didn't touch them all.
No. And well, and the other thing, just how this continues to grow, like
and
you
grow,
say,
and grow,
used,
and grow.
Used to be there was Girl Scout camp and few other little things.
I think
and
those
basketball
are still going
camp.
On. I just focused yes. on art camps. Yes,
yeah.
of course.
But no, that's exciting that there's this kind of thing out there for kids this summer.
Yeah, I really love it. Again, we talk about the importance of interacting. You know, a number of these allow parents, adults, grandparents to participate and join in with them. I know the library has a whole series of programs over the summer that not specifically arts related, but that are, you know, joint programs to do together.
So just look around and you'll
it's
find
something.
It's the
time,
something.
Though. A lot of them will start filling up before yeah. the 1st of May. By the middle of May, a lot of these camps will be sold out.
Yeah. No, the timing is good to start thinking of it now. And just before we get out of here, again, a reminder, in the first half of the show this morning, we talked about the May Day Garden Party and Art Auction for Friends of Chatham. That Garden Party and Art Auction is this coming Sunday at Federal Hill on Hanover Street, 2 until 4:30. Friendsofchatham.org to get tickets. You can also get tickets at the Visitor Center. You mentioned that, so be sure to do that.
It's going
to
be a good party for sure.
Yeah, and you may walk away with some nice art and a Sue Henderson piece
sold
of art.
Sold to you by Ted Schubel.
Yes, indeed. This will be another first for me. Well, Sue, hey, thank you for coming in. Thanks for all the updates and the good talk. We'll see you next month.
No problem. We'll see you at the end of May.
Yep, that's it. Sue Henderson here, focusedbyhenderson.com to talk with her. That's it for Town Talk. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll talk the Community Give tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.